This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Hardy hibiscus take those of us in cold climates to the tropics. Blooming from July to September, some cultivars have flowers that can reach up to 9 inches across. While blooms only last 1 to 2 days, there are many buds that continue to show off their colors. It's important to note that this Zone 4 plant takes time to emerge in spring. Don't get nervous if you don't see any growth spring up until June. Once it does emerge, it grows quickly. Once you start seeing growth, apply a controlled-release fertilizer. Summerific is a brand from Proven Winners, and they are stunning. As for growing, they need to be in full sun or light shade. They also like consistent moisture. A bog area would be great. This is where I have trouble growing them. In fall, leave them be. But in spring, cut back the plant to about 6 inches. Think of it as spring cleanup. One of the most popular summerific cultivars is Berry Awesome. Huge 7 to 8 inch ruffled lavender pink flowers have a cherry red eye. They cover the shrub-like plant with its midnight green foliage. Oh yes, it's on GardenBite.com. Most hardy hibiscus grow about 4 feet tall and 5 feet wide, but there's some varying. There are three new varieties this year. Edge of Night has bubblegum pink flowers with nearly black foliage. Valentine's Crush has deep red 7-inch flowers that open flat. The leaves are dark bronze in full sun. This hibiscus is a more columnar fashion. It's about 5 feet tall and 3.5 feet wide. See the new one along with 12 other summerific varieties on my website. One issue is that Japanese beetles love them as much as we do. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.